Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, when they had sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go to prepare for you for the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a water jar. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of that house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." And his disciples went off and entered the city and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared for the Passover. And while they were eating, he took bread and said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take this. This is my body." And then he took a cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many and for all. And I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. My name is Humberto Ramos, as Monsignor already mentioned. For the past 9 months, I have been the parish life director at Epiphany Parish in South El Monte. I want to thank my colleague, Cambria, for the opportunity to be here with you this morning on the feast Corpus Christi, the feast of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. This feast invites us to reflect on the mystery of God's love poured out through his Son, Jesus, and his body, the church. In previous years, while I was the pastoral leader at St. Marcellinus, we would have a procession through City of Commerce, and the priest would carry a monstrance on a trailer, and parishioners would follow on foot singing Eucharistic songs. Our annual celebration was a living witness of our belief that Christ is present in the consecrated host that we received at Holy Communion. But this procession of people marching through the streets not only emphasized the sacramental presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, but also the fact that we, the church, the people of God, the pilgrim people, are the body of Christ. The mystery that we celebrate on this feast invites us to reflect on how Jesus wanted us to continue to be present with us, and how he wanted us to continue his mission of being bread that is broken, to be given out, to be consumed for the salvation of all. This morning, I feel in communion with all of you. We are the body of Christ. St. Paul reminds us that when one member of the body suffers, the rest of the body suffers. And inversely, when one member rejoices, all celebrate with it. This morning, I want to thank you for your continuous commitment to support Together in Mission. Our parish school at Epiphany could not keep its doors open without the aid received from Together in Mission. This annual campaign helps to continue the mission of Jesus alive in parishes and schools in poorer communities. Now, we've all been affected by this pandemic, but some communities have been affected more than others. This past year, many of our school parents were forced with having to choose between sending their children to our school or to pay the babysitter to care for their children at home as they had to go to work. This crisis has caused the loss of almost a third of our student body. As I arrived at Epiphany in September, I found that we did not have the money to meet our parish payroll for that month. Not only did the limited funds that we had received from the PPP loan have been used up, but soon afterwards I found out that our funding had been overfunded and we owed money back to Uncle Sam. Thank God that we had Together in Mission funds, and the bishop was kind enough to help us meet our obligations for that month. But we had to reduce staff and reduce hours. Even with the Together in Mission money, our school principal still found herself cleaning the school bathrooms and teaching kindergarten just to make ends meet. I too had to wear many hats. I became the maintenance man, the director of religious education, the gardener, the business manager, to name a few. This common phenomena is common in our community where people have to have two or three jobs to make ends meet. According to the 2020 census that's just out, over 50% of the people in our community are immigrants, and the annual per capita income in the area is $17,565, with almost one in five living in poverty. Now, our parishioners, they work hard and they give generously within their means. They share their time, their talent, and their treasure. We would not be able to operate without that army of volunteers that make our parish come alive. Our parish will carry on. However, there are many schools like ours that cannot survive without your help. Parish schools not only teach reading, writing, and arithmetic well, but proclaim the values of the kingdom. They make Jesus present and continue his mission. With your pledge and your contribution, you allow many of our schools to continue to operate. You become a missionary to bring the message of the gospel to these communities within our archdiocese. In the past, we had many vocations to the priesthood and religious life. These women and men gave their lives to establish and run our Catholic institutions. We're living different times today. There's a shortage of priests and religious. We are now living a new reality which requires all the people of God to become involved in the mission of Jesus and his church. The model of a parish being led by a layperson is relatively new. However, this reality is not new to Catholic schools where many lay people have taken up leadership. The religious have simply disappeared, and the mission to proclaim the good news continues to continue the mission of Jesus to teach, preach, and heal have been passed on to the laity. I would like to conclude with a personal testimony to highlight the importance of Catholic education and the commitment to the immigrant. My parents migrated from a little town in Jalisco, Mexico, in the 1960s, and brought my sister, two brothers, and I with them. We settled in St. Gabriel. St. Gabriel Mission became our parish. My parents are devout Catholics. They went on to have two other daughters plus two sets of twins, not in that order. I'm the eldest of 10. Together in Mission did not exist in the 1960s, but between the Claretian Fathers and the Dominican Sisters of San Jose, my parents were given the opportunity to squeeze our whole family, paying a reduced tuition at St. Gabriel Mission Grammar School, and thus setting the foundation for our success. Today, those four immigrant children that arrived this country over 50 years ago are a retired peace officer, a physician, a priest, and myself. Without boring you with all the details, the rest of the family are just as successful in committed to serving others. Our family would not have achieved social mobility had it not been for the Catholic Church's commitment to educate the immigrant. The lack of vocations has forced the Dominican Sisters of San Jose to leave schools like Santa Teresita in East Los Angeles and St. Gabriel Mission. I'm extremely grateful to the German sisters who taught our family not only to read and write, but to instill in us the spirit of St. Dominic, to give to others the fruit of our contemplation. You and I make the body of Christ. You and I make Jesus present to those around us. You and I continue the mission of Jesus. Let us give generously to Together Mission so that our parish schools and schools may keep their doors open. Thank you, and may God bless you richly.
And now I am Cambria. I know she's younger and better looking, but Cambria is at the Mass outside at this moment doing the same appeal which I am about to do. I think everybody received, hold up your envelope to make sure everybody got an envelope. And if you didn't get an envelope coming in, the ushers will provide one for you. During COVID years, it's been especially difficult for families that are poor. We have all suffered. We all have made sacrifices. But poor people somehow are more affected by the COVID. And we have an opportunity now to make a difference. It's such a privilege. It's such a blessing that the Lord has given to us to have this chance to make a difference in the lives of people who are struggling. And in parishes and in schools across the Archdiocese that would not survive without our help. So I want you to take a look at this envelope and let me tell you a little bit about it. And while you're looking at it, I'll talk to you. So you can see that, please fill this out. It says your name and address. Now, some of you have already done this at home because you received these in the mail. That's wonderful. Thank you very much. And by the way, for all of you who are out there beyond this assembly listening to us, go get your checkbook right now. I mean, don't put it off because you'll forget it. I mean, if you put it off tomorrow, a lot of things will happen. I want you to take a moment. Go get your checkbook right now and say a little prayer. Count the blessings the Lord has given to you and then consider how in God's providence you are called to share with those who are really struggling. And you'll see here, there are many ways in which you can do this. You can make a pledge, any kind of a pledge. Every pledge is a gift. Every pledge is precious. You can give a cash gift. Cash is good. You can put your gift in this envelope right now. Or if you're at home, write out your check while I'm talking and then send it into Holy Family. There are many ways in which you can do this. By the way, make sure your check and so forth or your envelope, you write Holy Family, South Pasadena. We don't want Holy Family Glendale to get credit for our donations. You know, that's important. We have $130,000 That's our goal here at Holy Family. In my 37 years, we have never met our goal. But this year, in the COVID year, we are going to exceed our goal this year. So I'm appealing to all of you who are at home. You know, we have more than 1,500 people watching us right now out there, as well as this assembly. So I want to, we have a whole new community, and I know that this community really wants to support people who are struggling. So take a look at that. Now, if you have a pen with you, you can fill it out right now as I'm speaking. I want to reach down inside the assembly here in the power of the Holy Spirit. This is not like just a donation. This is a gift that the Lord is calling us to share. I have often wondered, in your life and in my life, whatever we have to share, came from the sacrifices of others. When I look back on my great-grandparents were part of the great famine in Ireland, where 1.5 million people died. They were miserably poor. My grandparents were dirt poor. And so our recovery began with our parents. And they sacrificed so that I am so lucky. How did I get so lucky to be in South Pasadena Holy Family? I mean, it was all the Lord's doing. It was all the Lord's blessing. So I want you to reach down inside of yourself and say, what can I do by way of making a donation now, which will really make a difference in the lives of people who are struggling? I want you to think about that. If you're at home, you have written your check by now. I hope it's a good check. Thank you. And send it right in. Don't forget, send it. I mean, it's good to write the check. It's better to write it and send it. So make sure you send it. Thank you. You have inspired me through the years. Honestly, I learned the generosity of giving from the people of Holy Family. Over the years, I have stood in this place and appealed to the hearts of Holy Family for every kind of thing, for Haiti, for building, for the sustenance of the parish. We have shared this journey together. We're still on the journey, and we have shared our resources with Together in Mission all through the years. So I want this year, through your extraordinary generosity and the new assembly of faithful which we have out there on live stream, you are an additional gift to us, and we thank you for belonging to us. And we want you to have the privilege of belonging to Together in Mission. So make sure you send in your donations. And this year, we're going to set a record. We're going to exceed it far more than we have exceeded before. So thank you very much. Thank you for yesterday. Thank you for the gift of today. And thank you for the promise of tomorrow. It's been a privilege for me to spend 37 years praying with you and sharing your generosity, for which I thank you. Amen. Okay.